This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Trump is a Twitter troll. I'll admit it. No matter what I thought was possible with Donald Trump, when Mike Campagnaro told me he'd been tweeting before dawn about a sex tape of some kind, I was incredulous. I answered her skeptically, saying I hadn't seen anything on the web editions of the papers I'd been checking before leaving the office. Was she sure? She confidently told me it was all over the news. I ended up changing the subject by saying this had to be the first ever and only time that a presidential candidate was tweeting during a campaign about a sex tape for some unknown minor celebrity. But I tricked myself into believing that there was a limit somewhere to Trump's outrageousness. I believed deep down there was a bottom of the well somewhere in the Trump Tower which would trigger some level of self-control somehow. But I was wrong. Sure enough, Trump was tweeting before dawn. Oh, brothers and sisters, understand it wasn't just one slip of the thumb, but a series of tweets. All of them ranting about this former beauty queen from the Miss Universe pageant he owned named Melissa Machado, who he and Hillary Clinton made famous in a recent debate. He seems to have had a problem with her weight gain or something while she was the queen at some point 10 or 15 years ago, and he definitely has not gotten over it. Somehow she reminds him of Rosie O'Donnell or some other fixation he has that I'm frankly unable and unwilling to try and explain. Hillary got his goat by mentioning Machado and his fat-shaming misogyny during the debate, and Trump took the bait hook, line, and sinker and seems not to have spit it out yet from the evidence of his tweets. The incident may have hardened the position of independent women voting against him to 80% and pushed another more than 30% away from him after the debate. No matter to the Donald, now he's running for the most famous Twitter troll on the internet. Not president, I guess. He wants us to look at a sex tape, which already sounds disgusting. How do you explain that to youngsters living through their first presidential campaign? He also invented a new issue to rival the birther lies, saying that Clinton must have pulled straws from Machado to become a U.S. citizen so she could be used to gig Trump. I thought everyone had learned that Twitter was a dying tool and a dangerous one in the hands of many. Mark Anderson, who's a big-time Silicon Valley tech investor and super Twitter man with more than 100,000 tweets to his name, usually averaging 100 a day, put himself on a Twitter moratorium recently and pushed pause. He's quoted as saying that doing so is like taking a 50-pound weight off of his chest. He says going tweetless has made him feel free as a bird. Before this campaign gets any more X-rated, maybe Trump's handlers need to take away his Twitter account and tie his thumbs behind his back until there's sunlight at the least. You know, for his own good and that of the whole country. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.